get a little done now because I'll be working on music tomorrow morning probably. Just pardon me. I'm like belching and trying to hold it in. I don't want to just let it rip and do a big fatty thing here. Anyhow, probably should. Just go ahead, frequency. Do it. No, I really don't want to if I don't have to, so I'm not going to.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't want to just let it rip.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3129 of the UFO for Wednesday the 5th of February 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day in Fat Acres. Big Fatty, some so-so questions. Big Fatty, and maybe some voice letters. Big Fatty, we're not holding our breath. Hello, cancelers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your Big Fatty, you can't even say it. I can't. You are cancelers today because y'all got up on Tuesday morning and went out. Anyway, after I got back from a nipple walk, y'all, I just decided I don't need that Apple snack watch. So y'all, I went in and canceled it. I canceled it. Big Fatty, best decision you've made in a long time. Music when you canceled the Apple snack watch. I probably was. Well, y'all, let's see what has happened since I talked to you yesterday. Y'all, I had a little visit, an elderly check, as they say, from young Nicholas. Yes, McReady. And evidently I passed the check because I had gotten a new bottle of the Tanqueray. Yes, Big Fatty. And we had a very nice visit. We talked to Granny. Y'all, we did the FaceTime with Granny, and the Medicare. The Medicare has kicked in, and it's just sad. But he's on the dole, as they say. Ready? After young Nicholas left, I just watched the very exciting results of the Iowa caucus. Fatty, that's about right. It was a caucus, all right. I got nothing. Had a little bit of trouble going to sleep. Wasn't Whitman Tinka this time. Although I do understand that Whitman Tinka made a visit to young Nicholas on Sunday night. Fatty, was there any inappropriate touching? Probably. y'all, we're in the change of weather time again, and y'all, I just had trouble getting over the hump. Big Fatty, today's the hump day. Well, getting over the hump of going to sleep. So y'all, I got up and piddled around and everything, and I finally started drooling on the pillow. Yes, Big Fatty, like a caucus. Yes. Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, that is That is just a y'all. It's y'all. I've been eating crap. That's another problem. I've just been eating crap for the past few days, and y'all, I know better, but I can't control it. B, Fatty, you've got to get it under control. Your nasty pig belt will not be able to handle the stress. Well, that's probably true. but anyway, y'all got up y'all woke up. I woke up at a decent time. Y'all, I woke up before 8 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, check the Twitter. Now, by the way, y'all, we have a little bit of breaking news.
This just entered the VFO mailroom. The Denim's Crimacod has been returned to the Villa Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, and David, you and Paul need to e-letter me your mailing address. I don't know how I fucked it up, but Big Fatty, we all know how you fucked it up. Well, I guess that's probably true. But anyway, y'all, a couple of things. After I did my nipple walk this morning, as you heard, I canceled my Apple Snack watch, got my shirt. Y'all, I've had a little snicker snack. And, y'all, here I am recording the little show. Now, y'all, I will let you know a couple of things. The first is happening tonight on the CBS. Y'all, tonight they're having the greatest moments from the first 40 seasons of the Survivor. You know, they do two seasons a year, so y'all, it's been going for 20 years. And y'all, I'll never forget when it first debuted, I thought, well, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard of. And here we are, y'all. So that means Survivor's Ready will be returning here soon, because y'all, the premiere of the War of the Winners is next Wednesday, where it's all former winners of the Survivor are going to be competing against each other. Big Fatty, yes, it sounds lovely. I'm going to go get some popcorn now.
It's February So-So Question Month. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a So-So question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February So-So Question Month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original. Big Fatty, he's kind of off his game on that one. It's kind of a blah bump. Well, you know, we all have our moments. Y'all, you know, I got that so-so question a while back from Miss Patty Bacon. Y'all, who was distraught that she was not selected as the winner of the number one fan contest. I told her to take it up with Bill in St. Louis. y'all, she says, Big Fatty, I heard you mention you are getting new carpet. Tell me, does it match the drapes? First of all, Patty Bacon, thank you so much for the question. And y'all, this is Patty Bacon, not Kathy Bacon. So anyway, don't want there to be any kind of what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know any kind of discrepancy there, but Patty, I did get new carpet. I still love the carpet, and this absolutely is a so-so question, because I don't even have any drapes here in the villa. Fatty, if she listened regularly, she'd know that. Well, perhaps so. Y'all, let's go back over here. Moose P has got another so-so question for us. Now, y'all, I got to keep up. Here we go. He says, on jockstrap night at the Gabar, where does one put his wallet? Moose, well, first of all, Moose, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And You know, I can't believe I'm even taking time out to answer this. It's such a so-so question. Moose, when you're going to the gabar and you're wearing a jock strap, you obviously put your wallet in, you give it to young Nicholas. Fatty, y'all, one more so-so question. Today, y'all from Patty Bacon's cousin, Kathy, she says, will anyone ever comment or call without being bribed? Miss Kathy Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. You know, I just heard from your cousin also. It really is so-so, and it's bordering on sad. It's just sad, because old Crooked Hat, y'all, he used to get all kinds of questions and calls into his little show and everything, and that Gary Bearden won the cash prize, and nobody calls anymore. It's just sad. And Miss Bacon, I can't believe you brought that up. By the way, are you taking old Crooked Hat with you next time you go to get your toenails clipped? Beep, Fatty!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty, your Aussie Butler here. It's Friday the 17th of January, 7:51 a.m. in the morning. And yes, I'm late for work. Anyway, I'm calling in to enter for the BFO Top 100 Favourite Listener, whatever it is, competition thing that's relaunched with your new little show. My entry is... I listen because so many other people have pod-faded. I don't really have a choice. Okay, thank you, bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is the little Aussie Battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Snotty, that's what Miss Bacon calls him, y'all. Snotty Scotty. I'm sorry, I'm just getting around to playing this voice letter. However... y'all, I don't want you to think that Scotty was not included in the competition, because, you know, it would be rigged if that was the case. But Scotty, back on the 25th of January, sent an e-letter, and an e-letter only, because, you know, a voice letter would not have been counted. He sent one in that says, I want to be the number one fan I want to enter the number one fan competition because I found... two baby fish and my fish pond this morning, and that is very exciting news. Y'all, I did that one made as much sense as the phone call. But anyway, y'all. Oh, by the way, yesterday I forgot to tell you, y'all. Yesterday I got a refund check from Flo from the Progressive, and 69 cents. Ready?
This is like it could be either called a reenactment number 648.9, or it could be a throwback Thursday to something we used to do.
That's what I was thinking.
Right?
It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Come on, Glovies, and listen in and get some culture in your lives and be awed by the drama as well. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Pay attention.
Hey, I think we should have sat on the other side so we could look out the window and see the Yukon there.
Well, there's like no one in here, so I think we're good.
I don't think it's the people in here who we have to worry about. Was that bad? Do you want to, should we explain what we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's freezing cold outside, and I have two sets of keys for the car, and I left the car running out in the parking lot while we're having lunch. What happened?
Yeah, I guess y'all that, well, first of all, that was the Hot Cub. That was Jay the Hot Cub with that totally original, never heard before, a Bacon Theater bumper. To introduce another presentation of Bacon Theater. Big Fatty, it's been a long time since we've had that, it's true, but first of all, y'all, that was Miss Bacon and Bacon Bits, and an excellent, excellent performance of Bacon Theater. Big Fatty, I wish that there was a second act to it. Well, as a matter of fact, there was.
It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Come on, Glovies, and listen in and get some culture in your lives and be awed by the drama as well. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Pay attention.
Hey, Ninny, I'm recording this voice note. I think we should send it to Fart Pants and tell him what happened to us after we left the car running for an hour and a half in the parking lot.
Oh, we froze?
Why did we freeze?
Because you didn't have the heat on at all.
That was so dumb.
Oh, my God. It was the thought that counts.
That's right.
The intention was there.
Right. And then we realized that we could have just used the auto start. Twice.
But it didn't get stolen.
No, it didn't. So I guess there's a plus side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we've been treated to a second bumper by Jay the Haunt Cub. Totally original, never heard before. Jay, thank you so much for that, and fantastic. Y'all, I didn't see that twist coming, but a fantastic completion to today's installment of Bacon Theater. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all got a couple of little things still here on my list. Y'all remember Anthony, who used to do This Week in Gay? Years ago, it was a little show. Well, y'all, it's coming back in Georgia and Atlanta with Anthony's blessing, I might add, is rebooting the little show. So y'all be on the lookout for that. He's got a little introductory, 2 or 3 minute episode out there. you can look for that where you find all of your favorite podcasts. It hadn't quite been approved yet in the iTunes yet, though. And y'all, I got the Kohl's coupon. Y'all, if you use your Kohl's credit charger plate and use the code GIFT30, and order online, y'all, you can get 30% off. Yes, Picatty, just in time for VD Day. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'll be heading over to the famous toastery break bread. Big Fatty, better bread than wind, with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive, and y'all, then it'll be over to the Vons East. Big Fatty, you're going out of town. Well, I'm just going to pick up a few little things that are on sale. Big Fatty. So there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Frequency, who used to do the Gay Wasteland. Y'all, we miss that. We miss that Frequency. We miss that terribly. Do you have any reason why you're not doing it?
I don't want to just let it rip.
Oh, let it rip. Put it on the iTunes. Let it rip.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.